It is a Saturday morning in CCO Land time once again for a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Denny. How are you this morning?
I am doing really well, feeling really up to it today. How about you?
Same way.
Excellent.
Right on target. I'm going to talk about two things today.
Okay.
One, the most popular type of white wine grapes. There's a bunch of them, and I think it's interesting. And the other thing is Ted Farrell has picked out a 6 for 60 to enjoy with the Oscars, and we're going to talk about that as well. So to kick it off, what are the most popular type of white wine grapes? Well, unquestionably Chardonnay. It's the most popular white wine in the entire world, and every vineyard area in the world produces one form or another of Chardonnay. It's the principal grape type of Champagne, along with Pinot Noir. In fact, when you get a Blanc de Blanc Champagne, you're getting white wine from white grapes, so you get a Chardonnay. The sparkling wine is made from Chardonnay. The actual most sparkling wine in Champagne is made from Pinot Noir. That's the regular type. But all grape juice runs clear. So what they get the color from is being in contact with the skin of the grape. And that's how you get red wines. But all grape juice runs clear. So having said that, Chardonnay, and that's how you get red wines, but all grape juice runs clear. So having said that, Chardonnay is the principal grape type of Burgundy. So whether you're getting a Chablis or you're getting a Volnay or a Clos-Vougeot Blanc or a Chasson Montrachet or a bottle of Montrachet, it's all Chardonnay. And then in the red wines, it's all Pinot Noir. But Chardonnay is just one of those remarkable grape types that is popular, whether we're talking about Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Chile, Argentina, California, Oregon. They all produce Chardonnay, and it's all different, and it's very popular around the world. And there's a good reason for that. It's a wonderful grape type. It makes those simple little wines like a Chardonnay from Chile. It also makes those great complex white wines like Le Montrachet from Burgundy, which is probably the most complicated dry white wine in the world. Having said that, the most complicated dry sweet white wine in the world is Chateau Yquemres Sauternes, and those are made from another grape type that we'll discuss in a minute. But anyhow, Chardonnay is all around. So now there's a movement about that's called ABC. And what that is anything but Chardonnay. And it's a kind of a dumb thing. Chardonnay is popular, etc. But if you want something different, that's what we're really going to talk about here. Are the other types of white wine grapes that produce unusual wines. And they're all worth trying and seeking out. Some of them are, in fact, quite good. The first most popular in the white wine category for grapes would be, after Chardonnay, is Sauvignon Blanc. And Sauvignon Blanc produces crisp and refreshing white wines. The home of Sauvignon Blanc in France is in Bordeaux. And with Bordeaux, they're experts at blending. And while you won't get a straight Sauvignon Blanc usually from Bordeaux, they've blended it with a little Semillon to produce the general type of white Bordeaux. But Sauvignon Blanc developed in the southern hemisphere of the world, particularly in New Zealand. They are very proud of their Sauvignon Blanc. And it is interesting. It's got a little more vegetal qualities than Sauvignon Blanc grown in California. And it's immensely popular in this country, as it is around the world. But the Loire Valley produces some straight Sauvignon Blancs, too. But as I said, probably the best-known Sauvignon Blancs in the world come from New Zealand. And they do turn out a wonderful product from New Zealand. And, of course, Australia does as well. The Sauvignon Blancs from there are just as well. And, you know, it's a sort of a fun thing to do sometime if you want a little exercise, is get a Sauvignon Blanc from, say, three different countries, three different bottles, and then taste them and compare them It doesn't make any difference which one you like or one is a favorite, etc. Everybody's tastes are different. But the fact of the matter is it just makes such interesting comparison when you can taste any one of these white grape types from three or four different countries and see how each country has reacted to it. For that matter, you can taste them from three different vineyards that grow the thing in the same area, but they produce it a little differently because the vines are a reflection of the winemaker's skill and of the terroir, the soil it's planted in. And that Sauvignon Blanc is as different as can be. If you get a Sauvignon Blanc, say, from Argentina or Chile, and then you have a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, and then you have one from California, they're all different. Or you have a Sauvignon Blanc from, say, France, where in the Loire Valley, 100% Sauvignon Blanc is Sancerre. That's a very popular white wine, particularly in the summer. And Sancerre is just beautiful, but the difference between a Sancerre and a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is just amazing. You'd swear it wasn't even the same, pardon me, same grape type. The other great type of wine in, that produces white wine and from white grapes is Riesling. Riesling is probably the most misunderstood grape type in the world today, and no one knows why. The great sweet wines of Germany are falling out of favor, and German Riesling is out of favor as well compared to what we used to do in this country. I remember years ago at Haskell's, we would buy thousands of cases a year of Liebfrau milk. And now I don't even think we might have one. But it was a very, very popular wine and just fell off its pedestal. But Riesling is very rarely blended. It usually it just shows by itself. And it's a great German tradition. It's a great wine from Germany. Unlike other grape varieties, Riesling is, as I said, almost never blended. It's just too straightforward. And again, the Rieslings you get from around the world are also very different. You get a German Riesling and compare it with a Riesling from the state of Washington, it's just mind-boggling. Or you compare it, for example, to Australian Riesling. They're just all so different. But it doesn't demean the grape type. Riesling is, in my opinion, just a phenomenal grape type that has so many good uses. For example, with smoked meat or smoked pork, there isn't a grape type in the world, whether red, white, rosé, that goes as well with smoked meats like a smoked pork chop as does a straight Riesling. And if you get just a Cuvée Riesling from Germany, those are pretty good, usually bone dry, and very remarkable. And, of course, Rieslings produce quite a bit of sweet wine. When you're talking about the sweet wines from Germany, ice wine and the Bärenauschlese and the Trockenbärenauschlese, etc., those can take their place alongside all the great sweet wines of the world. But as I said, for some reason, at the moment, they're out of favor, but I wouldn't overlook it. Riesling is a phenomenal grape type and produces some very interesting wines. The next one would be Pinot Gris. Now, Pinot Gris or Pinot Grigio, incidentally, they're both the same grape type. When you get a Pinot Gris from Oregon and you get a Pinot Grigio from Italy, it is the very same grape type, whether they call it Pinot Gris or Pinot Grigio. And it's a great wine, in my opinion, for have for a reception. It never overpowers anything and goes very, very well with most hors d'oeuvres. I just think it's an unusual wine in that you can get Pinot Gris from France, comes from Alsace, or you can get a Pinot Grigio from Italy, and that dominates the market. Pinot Grigios are very popular, and there's a good reason for it. It's a delicious grape type, and whether you're buying Pinot Gris or Pinot Grigio, you're getting the Pinot Gris grape, and you won't be disappointed. It's terrific. The other wine of note is Semillon. Now, Semillon, we mentioned a minute ago, is the blending grape they use in Bordeaux when they make white Bordeaux. Semillon is a big factor in determining the flavor of white Bordeaux. It's blended with Sauvignon Blanc. Usually there's much more Semillon than Sauvignon Blanc, but that can vary based on the vineyard and, again, the winemaker, what he wants to do with it. But Bordeaux white wines are often overlooked. They're great values today. They're delicious. And you can pick up a pretty good white Bordeaux for $10, $12 a bottle that would rival another bottle of $20 or $25 wine from anywhere else in the world. It's just that interesting. And then one of the most distinctive wines in the world is one, again, from Alsace in France called Gewürztraminer. It's also grown in Germany. It has an aromatic grape variety that is just so outstanding and typical. And it's a wonderful wine, Gewürztraminer, to have with Pan-Asian food. It's just terrific. It can be found all around the country. Gewürztraminer is grown in Northern Europe, in Germany and Austria a lot, and the whole Eastern Bloc produces a lot of Gewürztraminer. We produce some pretty good ones in this country as well, but it's not to be overlooked. And then my favorite, we talked about a couple weeks ago, is Viognier. It's the grape type from the Rhone Valley and produces some wonderful wines around the world. They're experimenting a lot with it in California's central coast, and it's merged as a new flavor favorite of the winemakers. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot more Viognier. We have one called La Forge, and it comes from the Central Valley in France. And it is absolutely delicious. And it's, again, a very affordable, very unique wine. If you're tired of Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc, try a good Viognier. You won't be disappointed. And then another one favorite is our Vouvray grape types, the Chenin Blanc. Chenin Blanc is from the Loire Valley and produces Vouvray from there. And that, you know, is our go-to wine to have with Thanksgiving dinner. It's just a delicious off-dry white wine that goes perfectly with a Thanksgiving feast. But believe it or not, the most popular wine in South Africa is South African Chenin Blanc. And not only is it popular, South Africa today is the largest producer of Chenin Blanc in the entire world. It's marvelous wine, and they're very proud of it, and they should be. It really makes a nice difference from the regular wines of Chenin Blanc. As I said, it's off-dry, so it's got a slight little bit of softness in it that you won't get in a lot of the other white wines that are more austere. And then Goldner Veltner from Austria is just one of my favorite wines. I remember once being in Vienna on New Year's Eve and having Goldner Veltner with our dinner, and it just went so well with the schnitzel we were having that I thought the marriage was perfect. But I think you get the idea. There's so many different white wine types from around the world that out there you just haven't got enough time to try them all. One of my favorites is Prosecco, where it's made with the Galera grape. And it used to be called the Prosecco grape, but now it's called Galero, and they've protected. That was done for political reasons. The Italians didn't want anyone in the world producing Prosecco but them. So they own the rights to the name. So if you could have sold before using the grape, called it Prosecco, because that was the grape type, but not anymore. Galera is the grape type, and that, to my knowledge, that's the first time they've changed the name of a grape in the last 25 years anywhere in the world. But the Italians did it, and so Prosecco is made with Galera grapes. And it's a wonderful, inexpensive sparkler with little bubbles in it. It's kind of frizzante, just a delicious wine, and good for receptions, etc. Vermentino is another Italian grape varietal that's really worth seeking out. Vermentino is, a crisp, dry white that is absolutely delicious, and in my opinion goes so well with, say, shrimp or something along those lines. And then you see Toronas that come from Argentina, Silvaner, Pinot Blanc, the wine Muscat. Muscat, not Muscadet, Muscat is the most flavorful and aromatic nose on any wine anywhere in the world. But those are just a few of the many types of grape varietals that produce white wine and produce it so well. And I promised I'd talk about Ted's Oscar 6 for 60. Well, he really picked a winner 6 selection this time. He picked, speaking of Prosecco, Cavatina Prosecco. I think he picked that because it looks, it's a gold bottle and looks kind of like the Oscar statuette. Then he picked Haskell's Maison Rosé. And why? Well, pink is running for the Academy Awards, and nice to have a pink wine with it. Chateau Peychaud Blanc is the white Bordeaux, and we just talked about that, blended from Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc, and it is absolutely a wonderful French wine. Then he had Koala Ranch Cab because it's an Australian nominee for an Oscar, and it's a wonderful cab, Koala Ranch from Australia, just delicious. Obscured Red, a very unique one, a little bit like the more popular red wine. It's a little soft in the edge, called Apothic, and this is actually, I think it's better than Apothic myself. And then a Cote du Rhone. There you have 6 wonderful wines to have as you sit and sip and watch the Oscars tomorrow night.
And you can find them all at any Haskell's location.
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine, whether it's pairing.
And you can find them all at any Haskell's location.
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine, whether it's pairing it with a movie or pairing it with food. And best of all, they'll help you pick a wine that doesn't cost very much. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Absolutely. Jack, let's get back together next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskell's. It is a Saturday morning in CCO Land time once again for a bit of a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Jack Farrell. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Denny. How are you this morning?
I am doing really well, feeling really up to it today. How about you?
Same way.
Excellent.
Right on target. I'm going to talk about 2 things today.
Okay.
One, the most popular type of white wine grapes. There's a bunch of them, and I think it's interesting. And the other thing is Ted Farrell has picked out a 6 for 60 to enjoy with the Oscars, and we're going to talk about that as well. So to kick it off, what are the most popular type of white wine grapes? Well, unquestionably Chardonnay. It's the most popular white wine in the entire world, and every vineyard area in the world produces one form or another of Chardonnay. It's the principal grape type of Champagne, along with Pinot Noir. In fact, when you get a Blanc de Blanc Champagne, you're getting white wine from white grapes, so you get a Chardonnay. The sparkling wine is made from Chardonnay. The actual most sparkling wine in Champagne is made from Pinot Noir. That's the regular type. But all grape juice runs clear. So what they get the color from is being in contact with the skin of the grape, and that's how you get red wines. But all grape juice runs clear. So having said that, Chardonnay, and that's how you get red wines, but all grape juice runs clear. So having said that, Chardonnay is the principal grape type of Burgundy. So whether you're getting a Chablis or you're getting a Volnay or a Clos Vougeot Blanc or a Chasson Montrachet or a bottle of Montrachet, it's all Chardonnay. And then in the red wines, it's all Pinot Noir. But Chardonnay is just one of those remarkable grape types that is popular, whether we're talking about Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Chile, Argentina, California, Oregon. They all produce Chardonnay, and it's all different, and it's very popular around the world. And there's a good reason for that. It's a wonderful grape type. It's It makes those simple little wines like a Chardonnay from Chile. It also makes those great complex white wines like Le Montrachet from Burgundy, which is probably the most complicated dry white wine in the world. Having said that, the most complicated dry sweet white wine in the world is Chateau Yquem or Sauternes, and those are made from another grape type that we'll discuss in a minute. But anyhow, Chardonnay is all around. So now there's a movement about that's called ABC, and what that is anything but Chardonnay. And it's a kind of a dumb thing. Chardonnay is popular, etc. But if you want something different, that's what we're really going to talk about here, are the other types of white wine grapes that produce unusual wines, and they're all worth trying and seeking out. Some of them are, in fact, quite good. The first most popular in the white wine category for grapes would be, after Chardonnay, is Sauvignon Blanc. And Sauvignon Blanc produces crisp and refreshing white wines. The home of Sauvignon Blanc in France is in Bordeaux. And with Bordeaux, they're experts at blending. And while you won't get a straight Sauvignon Blanc usually from Bordeaux, they've blended it with a little Semillon to produce the general type of white Bordeaux. But Sauvignon Blanc developed in the southern hemisphere of the world, particularly in New Zealand. They are very proud of their Sauvignon Blanc, and it is interesting. It's got a little more vegetal qualities than Sauvignon Blanc grown in California, and it's immensely popular in this country, as it is around the world. But the Loire Valley produces some straight Sauvignon Blancs, too. But as I said, probably the best-known Sauvignon Blancs in the world come from New Zealand, and they do turn out a wonderful product from New Zealand. And, of course, Australia does as well. The Sauvignon Blancs from there are just as well. And, you know, it's a sort of a fun thing to do sometime if you want a little exercise, is get a Sauvignon Blanc from, say, three different countries, three different bottles, and then taste them and compare them. It doesn't make any difference which one you like or one is a favorite, etc. Everybody's tastes are different. But the fact of the matter is it just makes such interesting comparison when you can taste any one of these white grape types from three or four different countries and see how each country has reacted to it. For that matter, you can taste them from three different vineyards that grow the thing in the same area, but they produce it a little differently because the vines are a reflection of the winemaker's skill and of the terroir, the soil it's planted in. And that Sauvignon Blanc is as different as can be. If you get a Sauvignon Blanc, say, from Argentina or Chile, and then you have a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, and then you have one from California, they're all different. Or you have a Sauvignon Blanc from, say, France, where in the Loire Valley, 100% Sauvignon Blanc is Sancerre. And that's a very popular white wine, particularly in the summer. And Sancerre is just beautiful. But the difference between a Sancerre and a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc is just amazing. You'd swear it wasn't even the same, pardon me, same grape type. The other great type of wine that produces white wine and from white grapes is Riesling. Riesling is probably the most misunderstood grape type in the world today, and no one knows why. The great sweet wines of Germany are falling out of favor, and German Riesling is out of favor as well compared to what we used to do in this country. I remember years ago at Haskell's, we would buy thousands of cases a year of Liebfrau milk. And now I don't even think we might have one. But it was a very, very popular wine and just fell off its pedestal. But Riesling is very rarely blended. It usually it just shows by itself. And it's a great German tradition. It's a great wine from Germany. Unlike other grape varieties, Riesling is as I said, almost never blended. It's just too straightforward. And again, the Rieslings you get from around the world are all so very different. You get a German Riesling and compare it with a Riesling from the state of Washington, it's just mind-boggling. Or you compare it, for example, to Australian Riesling. They're just all so different. But it doesn't demean the grape type. Riesling is, in my opinion, just a phenomenal grape type that has so many good uses. For example, with smoked meat or smoked pork, there isn't a grape type in the world with a red, white, rosé that goes as well with smoked meats like a smoked pork chop as does a straight Riesling. And if you get just a Cuvée Riesling from Germany, those are pretty good, usually bone dry, and very remarkable. And, of course, Rieslings produce quite a bit of sweet wine. When you're talking about the sweet wines from Germany, ice wine and the Bierenauschlese and the Trockenbierenauschlese, etc., those can take their place alongside all the great sweet wines of the world. But as I said, for some reason, at the moment, they're out of favor, but I wouldn't overlook it. Riesling is a phenomenal grape type and produces some very interesting wines. The next one would be Pinot Gris. Now, Pinot Gris or Pinot Grigio, incidentally, they're both the same grape type. When you get a Pinot Gris from Oregon and you get a Pinot Grigio from Italy, it is the very same grape type, whether they call it Pinot Gris or Pinot Grigio. And it's a great wine, in my opinion, for a reception. It never overpowers anything and goes very, very well with most hors d'oeuvres. I just think it's an unusual wine, and that you can get Pinot Gris from France, comes from Alsace, or you can get a Pinot Grigio from Italy, and that dominates the market. Pinot Grigios are very popular, and there's a good reason for it. It's a delicious grape type, and whether you're buying Pinot Gris or Pinot Grigio, you're getting the Pinot Gris grape, and you won't be disappointed. It's terrific. The other wine I've noted is Semillon. Now, Semillon, we mentioned a minute ago, is the blending grape they use in Bordeaux when they make white Bordeaux. Semillon is a big factor in determining the flavor of white Bordeaux. It's blended with Sauvignon Blanc. Usually there's much more Semillon than Sauvignon Blanc, but that can vary based on the vineyard and, again, the winemaker, what he wants to do with it. But Bordeaux white wines are often overlooked. They're great values today. They're delicious. And you can pick up a pretty good white Bordeaux for $10, $12 a bottle that would rival another bottle of $20 or $25 wine from anywhere else in the world. It's just that interesting. And then one of the most distinctive wines in the world is one, again, from Alsace in France called Gewürztraminer. It's also grown in Germany. It has an aromatic grape variety that is just so outstanding and typical. And it's a wonderful wine, Gewürztraminer, to have with Pan-Asian food. It's just terrific. It can be found all around the country. Gewürztraminer is grown in Northern Europe, in Germany and Austria a lot, and the whole Eastern Bloc produces a lot of Gewürztraminers. We produce some pretty good ones in this country as well, but it's not to be overlooked. And then my favorite, we talked about a couple weeks ago, is Viognier. It's the grape type from the Rhone Valley and produces some wonderful wines around the world. They're experimenting a lot with it in California's central coast, and it's merged as a new flavor favorite of the winemakers. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot more Viognier. We have one called La Forge, and it comes from the Central Valley in France. And it is absolutely delicious. And it's, again, a very affordable, very unique wine. If you're tired of Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc, try a good Viognier. You won't be disappointed. And then another one favorite is our Vouvray grape types, the Chenin Blanc. Chenin Blanc is from the Loire Valley and produces Vouvray from there. And that, you know, is our go-to wine to have with Thanksgiving dinner. It's just a delicious off-dry white wine that goes perfectly with a Thanksgiving feast. But believe it or not, the most popular wine in South Africa is South African Chenin Blanc. And not only is it popular, South Africa today is the largest producer of Chenin Blanc in the entire world. It's marvelous wine, and they're very proud of it, and they should be. It really makes a nice difference from the regular wines of Chenin Blanc. As I said, it's off-dry, so it's got a slight little bit of softness in it that you won't get in a lot of the other white wines that are more austere. And then Goldner Veltner from Austria is just one of my favorite wines. I remember once being in Vienna on New Year's Eve and having Goldner Veltner with our dinner, and it just went so well with the schnitzel we were having that I thought the marriage was perfect. But I think you get the idea. There's so many different white wine types from around the world that out there you just haven't got enough time to try them all. One of my favorites is Prosecco, where it's made with the Galera grape. And it used to be called the Prosecco grape, but now it's called Galera, and they protected. That was done for political reasons. The Italians didn't want anyone in the world producing Prosecco but them. So they own the rights to the name. So if you could have sold before using the grape called the Prosecco because that was the grape type. But not anymore. Galera is the grape type, and that, to my knowledge, that's the first time they've changed the name of a grape in the last 25 years anywhere in the world. But the Italians did it, and so Prosecco is made with Galera grapes. And it's a wonderful, inexpensive sparkler with little bubbles in it. It's kind of frizzante. Just a delicious wine, and good for receptions, etc. Vermentino is another Italian grape varietal that's really worth seeking out. Vermentino is, a crisp, dry white that is absolutely delicious, and in my opinion goes so well with, say, shrimp or something along those lines. And then you see Toronas that come from Argentina, Sylvaner, Pinot Blanc, the wine Muscat, not Muscadet, Muscat is the most flavorful and aromatic nose on any wine anywhere in the world. But those are just a few of the many types of grape varietals that produce white wine and produce it so well. And I promised I'd talk about Ted's Oscar 6 for 60. Well, he really picked a winner 6 selection this time. He picked, speaking of Prosecco, Cavatina Prosecco. I think he picked that because it's a gold bottle and looks kind of like the Oscar statuette. Then he picked Haskell's Maison Rosé. And why? Well, pink is running for the Academy Awards, and nice to have a pink wine with it. Chateau Peychaud Blanc is the white Bordeaux, and we just talked about that, blended from Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc, and it is absolutely a wonderful French wine. Then he had Koala Ranch Cab because of the Australian nominee for an Oscar, and it's a wonderful cab, Koala Ranch from Australia, just delicious. Obscured Red, a very unique one, a little bit like the more popular wine, red wine is a little soft in the edge, called Apothic, and this is actually, I think it's better than Apothic myself. And then a Cote de Rhone. There you have 6 wonderful wines to have as you sit and sip and watch the Oscars tomorrow night.
And you can find them all at any Haskell's location.
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine, whether it's pairing.
And you can find them all at any Haskell's location.
The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine, whether it's pairing it with a movie or pairing it with food. And best of all, they'll help you pick a wine that doesn't cost very much. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Absolutely. Jack, let's get back together next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskell's.